Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
The snow should taper off later tonight. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Special Investigations Unit investigation into the conduct of police officers in Coburg has been closed after it was determined there was no wrongdoing. A woman complained in September that two male officers fractured her arm during an arrest under the Mental Health Act. A struggle ensued during the apprehension. The woman was taken to hospital and released the following day. The investigation found that no male officer participated in the apprehension and that the fractured arm occurred prior to the arrest. A new community food market is expanding to Grafton on Tuesdays for select dates over the next 6 weeks. The market will be offering local farm-grown produce, meats, and prepared foods at a discounted price. Fresh soups were prepared weekly for sale, and meat pies are also available for purchase. Adam Hudson, community dietitian with the Community Health Centers of Northumberland, says the program aims to promote affordable food options in rural Northumberland.
As we know that the Grafton and Colborne area is just one of the areas here in Northumberland that has limited food access. So we are aiming to build community around the accessibility of food.
This time of year, the market will most likely have root vegetables or greenhouse produce, while the meats will differ week to week, but the amount to purchase will be capped to ensure all shoppers have the opportunity to buy goods. The community mobile market will be open at St. Andrew's Church in Grafton Tuesday, January 27th, February 10th, and February 24th from 2 to 3 p.m. Organizers with the Greenwood Coalition are hoping to raise $60,000 to help support homelessness programs. Participants of the February 28th Coldest Night of the Year event can walk in the 5-kilometer or 2-kilometer walks. Ben Mills, chair of the event, says homelessness in Port Hope is often unseen compared to other municipalities, but can have a devastating impact on the people living outside in the winter.
There was a more of a shift there. And yes, Coldest Night of the Year focuses on thinking of like homelessness, but it's not just people who are, say, living out on the streets. And homelessness takes all sorts of different forms, whether it's visible, like people tenting or sleeping out on the streets, people who are couch surfing. And so that type of homelessness is harder to figure out.
Registration is now open for individuals or teams to sponsor and participate in the event. In sports, make it 21 losses in a row as the Coburg Cougars fell to North York Tuesday afternoon, and the Trent Hills Thunder are in Napanee tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
By joining the skilled trades, you'll make a living while making places to live. With over 140 skilled trades to choose from, there's more opportunity than ever to create a stable career for today and tomorrow. Building stronger communities right here in the place we call home. That's how we protect Ontario. Join the skilled trades. Learn more at ontario.ca/skilledtrades. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
In aviation, attitude is the measurement that keeps planes on course. Even a small misalignment can send an aircraft off target, which is why constant adjustments matter. It's the same for businesses and how they use their technology. At Attitude IT, we bring that same precision and steady guidance to Northumberland businesses. We answer our phones live, our local team is ready to meet you on site, and we keep your technology stable, secure, and working the way it should. From day-to-day IT support to full cybersecurity protection, we help your business stay aligned and protected. Attitude IT, keeping your technology on course. Call 613-480-0652 or visit attitudeit.ca.
Now here is your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Flurries and local blowing snow tonight, approximately 2 to 4 centimeters. Wind chill of minus 8 this evening and minus 13 overnight. A mix of sun and cloud, slight chance of flurries tomorrow afternoon, local blowing snow. Temperature steady near minus 4, wind chill near minus 15. Cloudy, a good chance of flurries Friday, high minus 5. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.